CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Abortion rights supporters across Colorado are protesting a Supreme Court opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade that was leaked yesterday. Rallies in Denver, Grand Junction, and Colorado Springs were attended by hundreds opposed to the overturning of the half-century-old precedent on abortion access. CPR spoke with Beth Lemesani at a rally in Colorado Springs.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the surprises. These are basic human rights that we have to fight for every single day, and nobody can keep it going. Like, why is it so hard to fight for this basic necessity of life?
Meanwhile, about 100 people gathered outside the Mesa County Courthouse in Grand Junction. Laura Carlson brought several handmade signs and said she wanted to make clear that abortion rights advocates exist even in conservative parts of the state.
I think in a community like this, I think maybe it's even more important to come out and say that, you know, not everyone feels that way. Not everyone agrees with what the Supreme Court is apparently going to do.
And in Denver, protesters both for and against the apparent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade held opposing demonstrations at the state capitol. There have been no reported altercations between the two groups thus far. The CORE Act got its first U.S. Senate vote in committee today, but that vote ended up in a tie. Democrats and Republicans split along party lines when considering a Colorado public lands bill that would put added protections on approximately 400,000 acres of land in the state. While the tie could still allow the full Senate to consider the bill, it would require an additional procedural vote, making it harder to get to the Senate floor in the evenly divided chamber. Right now in Denver, it's 54 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.